This is Earth and Sky for Thursday, June 22nd. If you get up early tomorrow, you'll find a picturesque scene in the eastern sky.
The two brightest objects in the night sky, the moon and planet Venus, will appear near each other in the east before sunrise Friday morning. What's more, the most celebrated star cluster in all the heavens, the Pleiades star cluster, will shine near the waning crescent moon on Friday.
You won't have any trouble spotting the crescent moon or Venus before dawn because they're so bright, but you might need a slightly darker sky to see the Pleiades. A suburban sky or a sky visible from a small city will be fine. For a good view of the Pleiades, try to be up before dawn's first light. The Pleiades cluster looks like a tiny, misty dipper.
The Pleiades star cluster has only recently returned to the pre-dawn sky. Last month, as seen from Earth, it was located in the same direction as the Sun, lost in the Sun's glare. That's true every year. As seen from Earth, the Pleiades cluster is in the same general direction as the Sun throughout May. The cluster rises and sets with the Sun. But Earth keeps moving around the Sun, and our vantage point on the stars shifts. Now we see the Pleiades star cluster to one side of the Sun, in the east before dawn.
For sky charts and more information, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.